Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome back to the Voice of Yahweh Radio Ministries. The Voice of Yahweh is a radio ministry of Pastor Evangelist Barbara Lynch of the Lighthouse Church Incorporated of Wyoming, Delaware. Enjoy the message.
A teaching, are we ready to attack the lies of the dragon? And God said, first of all, are they really ready? Then I said, ready for what? He said, to attack the lies of the dragon. So, Bob Jones, who is a prophet, you know that, he has passed away. He was given a word that dragon lies, L-I-E-S, were about to be released from hell. We must always keep in mind that the enemy is a liar, so we need to listen to God's word for the truth. All right? These lies have already been released. They've been released for quite some time, maybe about a year. And they're getting stronger and stronger and stronger, and the enemy is relentless. He finds a person who will believe a lie, and he will just keep using that person and just keep dogging and dogging and dogging and dogging until he has caused destruction in not only that person's lives, but in other lives. Now, you know, when you stand before the Father, he's gonna ask you why you believe the lie and not the truth. And why were you so easily deceived? He's going to ask you that. And I hope you have the answer for that. The deceiver. Let's talk about the deceiver. John chapter 8, verse 44. You are of your father the devil, and the desires of your father you want to do. He was a murderer from the beginning and does not stand in the truth, because there is no truth in him. When he speaks a lie, he speaks from his own resources, for he is a liar and the father of it. All right, that's the dragon. Revelation 12:9. So the great dragon was cast out, that serpent of old called the devil and Satan, who deceives the whole world. He was cast to the earth, and his angels were cast out with him. He was cast out of heaven, and he's down here with us. Genesis 3, verse 1 through 7. Now the serpent was more cunning than any beast of the field which the Lord God had made. And he said to the woman, has God indeed said, you shall not eat of every tree of the garden? And the woman said to the serpent, we may eat the fruit of the trees of the garden, but of the fruit of the tree which is in the midst of the garden, God has said, you shall not eat it, nor shall you touch it, lest you die. Then the serpent said to the woman, you will not surely die. God said they would, right? The devil came to the little lion and said, you won't. For God knows that in the day you eat of it, your eyes will be opened, and you will be like God, knowing good and evil. So when the woman saw that the tree was good for food, that it was pleasant to the eyes, and a tree desirable to make one wise, she took of its fruit and ate. She also gave to her husband with her, and he ate. You men need to quit letting women lead you around by the nose. All right? You better be able to discern for yourselves. Then the eyes of both of them were opened, and they knew what they were, that they were naked, and they sewed fig leaves together and made themselves coverings. So there you go. There come the devil with his deceitful lies. Here come a gullible woman. Women like to be lied to. Did you know that? Women love to be lied to. I've noticed that. I don't, but I noticed that. Boy, a man can tell you any old thing, and you'll swallow that line, hook, sinker. Amen. You believe the most stupid things. Don't even realize what man is doing to you. He's just luring you along. All right, Satan. All right, so let's talk about Satan's target, which is your mind. And we all know this. When Satan wanted to lead the first man and woman into sin, he started by attacking the woman's mind. and this is made clear in 2 Corinthians 11:3, but I fear lest somehow, as a serpent deceived Eve by his craftiness, so your minds may be corrupted from the simplicity that is in Christ. And this is what's going on right now. If you are weak, and you walk an offense all the time, or backbiting, or gossiping, or anything like that, you're weak, and the enemy's going to target you, and he's going to start playing with your mind, and he's going to start putting deceitful things in your mind, and he's going to use you as a vessel that he can work through. Amen? Matthew 26, verse 59 says, now the chief priests, the elders, and all the council sought false testimony against Jesus to put him to death. See, they needed a lie to put him to death. But found none. Even though many false witnesses came forward, they found none. But at least two false witnesses came forward and said, this fellow said, I am able to destroy the temple of God and to build it in 3 days. They finally found somebody that would come forward and tell a lie. Well, that was the truth. That is what he said. But what did they do with this truth? They twisted his words, didn't they? And this is what the enemy does. He will come and speak to your stupid mind. You know, if you're gullible and if you're willing to submit to the enemy, you know, in his deceitful ways, he will speak to your mind and he will twist things and he will make you see things in a different view than what they really are. And you have to know that you know that you know what's really going on around about you. And you have to know that you have the mind of Christ. And you have to know that because you have the mind of Christ, the enemy can't get into your mind and cause you to believe a lie. All right? Now, God has spoken to us and said that because of your calling, your deep callings in God, you're going to be attacked. And you're being attacked right now by lies. People are telling lies about the people in the body of Christ. You know, and I am so amazed at how a brother or a sister enjoys hearing a lie about a person. They just revel in the fact that they can sit and gossip and tear somebody apart, and it isn't even the truth of what's being said. But your mind is so, the devil has your mind so twisted, so warped, you actually believe that lie, even though you know the truth. I've watched this over and over again, haven't you? Haven't you seen that even the people around about you? They know the truth, but they'd rather believe the lie. So this is what's going on. So don't let it destroy your ministry. You have to, you know, and I've been telling you all along, you have to know who you are in Christ. And you have to know that your ears are not garbage cans. You have to know that you have the mind of Christ. And the enemy won't be able to come in there and deceive you. All right? So where am I at? Mark 14:55. And the chief priests and all the council sought testimony against Jesus to put him to death and found none. For many bore false witness against him, but their testimonies did not agree. There, if you are walking with God and you're doing it with all of your heart and you're doing everything God's calling you to do, there's going to be somebody looking for a lie to tell about you. If they can't find a fault in you, they'll make up a fault. I want you to see, you know, God told me to teach this tonight, so I want you to get this into your spirit. And when somebody lies about you, I've been lied about ever since I've been in the ministry. And I really don't care because I know that I didn't do things. And when I say the shoe fits, put it on. If it doesn't, leave it alone. I literally mean that. And if somebody says something and I'm guilty of it, I'm not going to throw a fit and go try to tear a church apart. I'm going to go to God and say, God, get this junk out of me. I admit that, yeah, I see that that is there, and I need this junk pulled out of me. All right, I don't try to drag everybody else into my pigsty with me. I go to God on my own and say, God, you know, and I used to call the deliverance team when I was having problems. This is what's going on. Please pray and help me get out of this mess that I'm in. You know, I didn't go around and try to blame it on somebody else. And that's what the enemy does. He always tries to blame it on somebody else. It's never them that has the problem. It's always somebody. All right? I'm really drilling that into my two young boys. I say, you have to stand up for what you've done wrong. You have to admit you've did it wrong, and then you have to take the consequences. My father drilled that into me. And I've told all my kids, and I'm telling these young kids too. You have to take the, if you've done something wrong, you have to take the punishment for it. Don't blame it on somebody else. And you guys in here tonight, please, if you're doing something wrong, admit it to God, and let God clean you up of it. And don't drag everybody in under the sun into your mess. You and God get it straightened out. All right? Yeah, and I'm hearing God say you need to honor your brother and your sister, not tear them apart. And what did God tell me one time? And I said over the pulpit, he said that we should be, the church should be a hospital, but we're not a hospital. One of our brothers or sisters down, we kick them. We don't pray for them, raise them up, we kick them. And we're glad that they're down. And that is not of God. Daniel 6:4 says, so the governors and the satraps sought to find some charge against Daniel concerning the kingdom, but they could find no charge or fault because he was faithful, nor was there any error or fault found in him. Now always remember, when you are walking close to God, the enemy will always find somebody, I've already said this, but I'll say it again, will always find somebody he can use to try and dig up dirt on you. And when he can't find any dirt, he will make up a lie. As I read the Word, every person in the Word of God that was called to do mighty works for God, people were trying to destroy. There was always somebody in the Word trying to destroy that person who was mightily anointed of God. So if it's happened in your Word, it's going to happen today. Whatever's written in the Word is for us to grow by. And everything that we go through, there's an example of it in the Word. If you just know your Word and dig into the Word, you will see that how God fixed that situation. You don't have to drag everybody into your hellhole with you. Get in the Word, find what the Word says, how it was straightened out in the Word, and then go there with that Word and get things straight, taken care of. 1 Peter 3:13. And who is he who will harm you if you become followers of what is good? But even if you should suffer for righteousness' sake, you are blessed, and do not be afraid of their threats, nor be troubled. But sanctify the Lord God in your hearts, and always be ready to give a defense to everyone who asks you a reason for the hope that is in you with meekness and fear. Having a good conscience that when they defame you as evildoers, those who revile your good conduct in Christ may be ashamed. So what I'm saying here is you guys are in ministries or God's called you to do something. The enemy is attacking you, full force attacking you. Stand your ground because you know that. And don't say God, I don't care if God ever vindicates me because I know what I'm doing is of God. And see, this is if you will understand it in your mind that what you're doing is truly what God has called you to do, then what people say about you won't bother you. Because you understand that the enemy hates you because of what you're going to do to his kingdom. And he's trying to stop you before you stop him. Now, these lies are out there, and they're big, they're ferocious, they're destroying people's lives. I don't want any of you to get caught up in that trap of the lies. I want you to stand your ground in Christ Jesus and know that God is in control and that you are doing his perfect will. And that's why you're being come against. Remember what I said at the beginning, Bob Jones, a prophet, was given the word that dragon lies, L-I-E-S, were about to be released from hell. These dragon lies are very large, far more powerful lies than ever before. All right, if you know, just look at the government, what just happened in the government with President Trump being elected and the lies that were told about him, and then the judge, the lies that were told, it's just going on and on and on, lie after lie, and they've proven that these people were paid money to get up there and lie, you know? And everybody that was in the government that was in a case like that, I prayed for them unceasingly. I really did. And, you know, I said, you know, I just said, God, just keep them covered. Because, you know, when you're out in a public eye like that, or even in your ministry, and people are telling lies about you, you feel bad about it. Because shame is being placed upon you. All kind of disgrace is being placed upon you. People are looking down at you. But like I say, if you know who you are in Christ, it's not going to bother you. It really won't. You can just sail on through with a smile on your face. You know, you might go in a corner and cry every now and then, but you'll stand back up again and say, God, I know that I'm yours, and I know what you called me to do, and you'll keep on going, no matter what people say. Isaiah 59:19 says, so shall they fear the name of the Lord from the west, and his glory from the rising of the sun. When the enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord will lift up a standard against him. So how many of you know the enemy has come in like a flood? Then we have to stand on the Word of God. It says when that happens, the Spirit of the Lord will lift up a standard against him. God is going to keep you. Don't worry about whether or not you're going to fall. God, if it's God that's called you to do it, God is going to keep you. How many of you are doing right and you're living amidst a lot of darkness and they're coming against you saying you're wrong and they're right? And it's really hard to hold your ground when you're the only one there holding ground. But we have to hold the ground. We have to know what we're doing is of God, and we have to stand. And when we've done all the stand, we do what? Stand. And just trust God. You know, so pretty soon the glory is going to fall. I don't know when. Remember, God said, "Don't for me not to get discouraged when I by saying that." And that's been over 8-9 years ago he said that. But the glory is going to fall, and when it does, the people are going to stand back in amazement of what's going on, and they're going to have to say, wow, they really were of God. And I don't care what kind of ministry you have, when that glory falls, it's going to increase your ministry. It's going to increase your anointing in your ministry, and greater things are going to be happening in your ministry, and everybody that's come against you is going to have to stand back, if they don't want to go totally to hell, and say, you know, I was wrong and they were right. And don't be taking sides. Don't be taking sides. People write me, people call me, and I'll say, I'll pray about it. And if I don't hear nothing, I pray about it. But if I don't hear nothing, you're not going to hear back from me. Because if God doesn't have anything to say about it, I don't either. And I'm not going to take sides with anybody. And I'm not going to argue with you because I'm arguing with the devil. When you get in an argument of mode, that's the devil. And I'm not going to argue with you about it. If you're a child of God, then you'll forgive, forget, and walk on. Jesus and God were the only ones that knew he was Jesus, right? That's all that mattered. He went ahead and did his work. So what are you all going to do? Are you going to melt when the lie comes about you, say, oh, how could they say such terrible things about me, and blah, 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 blah. Or are you going to stand up and just say to yourself, God, I know I'm yours. I know you have me in your arms, and I can go on and endure this thing. Amen? Come on. Where am I at, Nancy? If this is true, Isaiah 59:19, that whenever the enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord will lift up a standard against him. If this is true, then we can also expect great truth to be released from the Lord with the power to counter any lie of the devil. Read that again. If this is true, what we just read, which it is, then we can also expect great truth to be released from the Lord with the power to counter any lie of the devil. This is what we must be praying for, the power of truth to overcome every lie. Not paste your mouth shut, cut out your tongue, but to pray the power of truth to overcome every lie. You guys I've been lied on for 40-some years now in the ministry. So you only been lied on 1 or 2 months or something like that. If I can still be standing after 40 years, you can be standing after 2 months. Right? You say, but I never said that. Who cares? The person that made up a lie is they would say it on their deathbed that you really did say that. So, you know, don't worry about it. You didn't say it. You and God knows what you said. Let it drop. Let it go. Are you listening? Come on. 1 Peter 5:6-9. Therefore, humble yourselves under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time, casting all your care upon him, for he cares for you. Be sober, be vigilant, because you're at, why? Because your adversary, the devil, walks about like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. And you know, I'm just not talking to this body of Christ. These lies are being told all over the world against God's children. And this is why God is alerting us right now that the lies are there, and they're going to start coming forth, and you have to be strong enough to endure the lie. Are you understanding this? This is why God's given this. I don't know if you read anything goes on in the church world, but there's an awful lot of lies being told and a lot of damage being done. I can't believe the body of Christ believes what they believe. And, you know, they're like a bunch of hungry dogs just waiting for something to chew on. Don't you be one of those. Please don't be one of those. You'll never make it to heaven. I mean, you might make it to heaven, but God can never use you for his kingdom. If you're a devourer, God can't use you for his kingdom. All right, then in verse 8 said, be sober, be vigilant. Why? Because your adversary, the devil, walks about like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. Resist him, steadfast in the faith, knowing that the same sufferings are experienced by your brotherhood in the world. You're not the only one being talked about. I'm not the only one being talked about. Anybody that's doing a job for God is being talked about. I don't care if you're just you just pray every day. You're being talked about because the enemy's trying to destroy every one of God's children. You're not unique and special. All you are is a chosen child of God, which is great and wonderful. But don't get a big head. They go, look how they're just running me down and talking about me. That's a bunch of trash. Come on. Psalm 32:7 says, you are my hiding place. You shall preserve me from trouble. You shall surround me with songs of deliverance. See what this psalmist says? You are my God, you're my hiding place. You shall preserve me from trouble. You shall surround me with songs of deliverance. See this? I could tell you some stories that's happened to me in this ministry in the 40 years. Your teeth would fall out of your mouth, even if they weren't false. You know how people will deliberately tell lies about you to try to destroy you. Well, it's the devil in them. It's the devil. How the devil deliberately tell lies about you to destroy the ministry. So why? So you don't destroy his kingdom. I'm glad I'm thick-skinned. You better be thick-skinned if you're going to follow God. If you're going to be a warrior for him, you better be really thick-skinned, or you're not going to make it. If you're thick-skinned, his fiery darts can't pierce that thick skin, right? Because God's all around you, keeping you safe. All right, God spoke and said, now, do you see that my faithful and humble ones will need to be carried in the days to come? The lies are going to be so great and so terrible that it's going to just about devastate you. And God said, now do you see that my faithful and humble ones will need to be carried in the days to come? In other words, you're just going to have to be in his arms, period. You're going to be in that hiding place all the time. In this day and time, trouble seems to surround us on every side, does it not? You know, if you just started to be a ministry in ministry of some sort, you just started, I feel sorry for you. Because the enemy is relentless. He just goes on and on. And whenever he quits using one person, he uses somebody else. Then he uses somebody else. He just goes on and on and on and on. And you know, you're just going to have to go on and on and on and on too. You're not going to be able to stop. I'm hearing God say, rekindle the old flame, and then you won't stop. You have your first love with Jesus. Amen. If it's not, all right, I said, in this day and time, trouble seems to surround us on every side. If it's not a failing economy, it's a failing business, a failing marriage, a failing relationship, or failing health. You know, go on, or a failing car, or failing, you know, it goes on and on and on and on. If it isn't one thing, it's another. And you think, God, is this ever going to stop? No. It isn't. But even though it isn't going to stop, if we do what God says and go to the third heaven and rest in his arms, it will not take us out. It won't. It really won't. Yet in the midst of seemingly overwhelming problems, God has promised to deliver us. See this? If you want God to be God of your trouble, then you must let him be God in your heart. All right? God honors those who honor him. If you are facing problems, don't just start kicking and screaming and begging him to save you from them. Honor him by going to his word and doing what he says to do. And lately, that Merle Crothers wrote that book, you know, Prison to Praise. When I was first saved, I was a mess with my first husband, wanting him to go to hell. And so the first thing they did was give me the book, Prison to Praise. I said, you want me to pray for this man? It took me 3 months to want to do that. I'm serious. But then once I started doing that, then what he did to me all those years meant absolutely nothing to me. And I could really look at him as a person instead of an enemy. And I could have conversations with him, you know, and enjoy life. But until they gave me that book, Prison to Praise, and I just threw that book down. I'm telling you the truth. And I did not pick it up for 3 months. I said, you're out of your mind. And then one day God had me pick it back up again, and I read the whole thing in the Holy Spirit. And then I said, all right, God, that's why, if this is what I got to do, this is what I got to do. If you know my story, God made me go and kneel down in front of him and ask him to forgive me for talking about him. I mean, he did a whole lot of bunch of stuff to me. Then he said, I don't know if I want to forgive you or not. I want to slap his face. But I stayed on my knees. And I said, God, please keep me humble. And I finally slowly got up and I said, well, whether you forgive me or not, I said, God sees what I've done, and now I'm free with God. And I was, a big burden dropped off of my shoulders. See, I'm being honest with you. It was really, really hard after 40-some years of marriage of a man who didn't treat me right to kneel before him and say, please forgive me about talking about you. Come on. So people are going to talk about you. I didn't tell lies, but you shouldn't talk anyhow. And people are going to tell lies about you. And if God says, will you please go wash that person's feet? You can't drown them in the bucket of water. You have to wash their feet. I'm talking about the person that tells lies about you. I remember one time God had me wash Brother Larry's feet. And after Brother washed his feet, he said, I'm going to wash yours too. You're not going to get one up on me, he said. He grabbed my feet and slapped them in the water and roughly washed my feet. But this is just how the world is. This, you know, he wasn't saved yet. This is how the world is. But we are not of the world, right? So if God looks at you and says, I want you to go wash their feet, and you know they have just destroyed your reputation, what are you going to do with them? So throw the bucket of water in your face or get them wash their feet. See, you're going to have to get real with God. What did Jesus do? He washed his disciples' feet, and they were a mess, weren't they? But he still washed their feet, right? So, where I'm at. Psalm 34 is a good place to start here. Psalm 34:4 says, I sought the Lord, and he heard me and delivered me from all my fears. See, when somebody's talking about you, you need to take it to God. And he is going to hear you, and he's going to say, be still. Be still. Sometimes I like to have a roll of duct tape by me when he says that and just tape my mouth shut. Yeah. Wouldn't you? Because your mouth all of a sudden gets diarrhea of the mouth, and you want to say a whole bunch of stuff. All right, verse 4 says, seek God. So he's, I sought the Lord. And as you seek him, he will deliver you from the things that threaten you. Verse 6 says, cry out to the Lord, he will save you out of all your troubles. Cry out to the Lord, and he'll save you from all your troubles. Instead of you crying out to your neighbor or getting on your computer and writing all kind of junk, get on your knees or sit in a chair and just say, God, here I am again. I need to be humble. I need deliverance from my mind because I want to slap them silly. Amen. And he hears you, and he'll give you patience. He'll give you long-suffering. He'll give you grace. He'll give you whatever you need. Just wait till you have your own church, and you have to minister to a bunch of dumb sheep. They always want to go in the water and drown, and you're trying to keep them out of the water, and they don't have any common sense whatsoever. And so you have to sit there and just patiently grin and just keep ministering. Well, you want to lead them into the water and drown them. Amen. Come on. I'm serious here tonight. God has to give you grace. Every now and then I say, God, boy, do I ever need more grace. If I'm dealing with somebody that just does not want to listen to the truth, you really have to get grace from God, or you just want to tell them just whatever, you know. Isn't that the truth? Come on. You're all as human as I am. Psalm 34:11-14 tells us, come, you children, listen to me. I will teach you the fear of the Lord. Who is the man who desires life and loves many days that he may see good? Keep your tongue from evil and your lips from speaking guile. Depart from evil and do good, seek peace and pursue you. If you run across somebody that's not doing this, then they're really not grounded in Christ Jesus. If all they're doing is speaking evil, 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 and bad things about somebody, then they need to go back to God and get yourself right. And the best thing you can do is separate yourself from somebody like that, because I've learned that they can really spew their poison right into you. And you've got to separate yourself from somebody like that. All right, Psalm tells us to fear the Lord, and it tells you exactly how to do that. Keep from speaking evil and deceit. Depart from evil and do good. Seek peace and pursue it. But if you're always out there just always trying to run somebody down, you even lie to run them down, then you're not pursuing peace. You're causing all kind of confusion and corruption, and that's not godly. And so, you know, I know many times God has told me, I want you to separate yourself from that person. And I really did like that person. It was in people in the body of Christ. And then I had to pull away from them. They talked about me. But after I pulled away from it and could see from a distance what they were really into and up to, I realized why God wanted me separated, because they were going to put that poison into me. And God did not want me to have that poison in me. Do you understand this? So when God says separate yourself from somebody, he's done that many times. It hurts. But you have to believe and trust God, because He knows all things. All you know is what's in front of your face, right? But He knows everything that's going on behind the scenes also. Remember what we heard. If you want God to be God of your trouble, then let Him be God of your heart. In other words, be totally and completely sold out to God, no matter what's going on around about you. No matter if God has not answered your prayer, it does not matter. Maybe what you was praying for, you shouldn't have had anyhow. Stay with God. Stay immersed in His heart. Allow Him to lead you through the troubled waters. All right, I said, if you want God to be God of your trouble, then let him be God of your heart. When you do that, all of heaven will get involved in your deliverance, and your triumph will be guaranteed. What I'm talking about here is deliverance from somebody else's vicious words that's cut you to pieces. Psalm 34, verse 1 says, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. See, if we would just do that, we wouldn't be saying things about what's being said about us, would we? My soul shall make its boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear of it and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt His name together. I sought the Lord, and He heard me and delivered me from all my fears. They looked to Him and were radiant, and their faces were not ashamed. This poor man cried out, and the Lord heard him and saved him out of all of his troubles. The angel of the Lord encamps all around those who fear Him and delivers them. You see that? Your angel's always around about you, delivering you from messes. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man who trusts in Him. Oh, fear the Lord, you His saints. There is no want to those who fear Him. The young lions lack and suffer hunger, but those who seek the Lord shall not lack any good thing. Let's get back there where verse 7 says, the angel of the Lord encamps all around those who fear Him and delivers them. Every night when I pray for my two young boys, you know, I pleaded the blood of Jesus and wrapped in a blanket of blood. And I said, hey, angel, who's been given charge over him, to watch over him all the days of his life, I want you at full attention tonight while he's sleeping. And I don't want you to allow any darkness enter into this room or enter into his mind, their minds. I'm calling you to attention right now, angel. That's your assignment to watch. Isn't that true? We're all given an angel. That's your assignment to watch over these two boys as they sleep. And I want you to do your job. That's the way I say it. Do you know what? They don't have any nightmares. They sleep good at night. That angel knows he better do his job. I'm going to report him to Jesus. I even told him, if you don't do it, if they have any nightmares, I'm going to tell God that you didn't weren't on your assignment tonight. Because they're supposed to be, right? God's given charge over us. Well, why don't you say, all right, angel, this is supposed to be watching over me. I want you to guard my mind today. You better guard my mind, not let any evil thought come into my mind. That's your job, to watch over me. You keep my mind free. I talk like, I mean, that's true. That's what the word says. I don't know where I'm at. Verse 8, oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man who trusts in him. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man who trusts in him. When he says, oh, taste and see that the Lord is good, he's saying, try God out. See if he really means what he has to say. See if he'll really stand behind you. See if he will really protect you. Amen? Blessed is the man who trusts him. I trust God with my whole being. I said, God, you better keep me, because if you don't, I'm going to be dead lost here. You see, right? I really need you, God, and I'm believing what you told me, that you would take care of me, that you were my provider. You always tell me I'm your provider, so I believe that. And I tell him that. I say, I believe that. And so you better provide for me, because I'm in a bind. He always provides. Why? Because he said he would. He's my provider. Now, if he didn't tell me that, I couldn't decree anything with that, right? But that's what he's told me. He was my provider. Not either one of my husbands, not none of my kids. He's my provider. Are you listening here? I hope you're listening, because it's the absolute truth. He says, oh, fear the Lord, you his saints. There is no want to those who fear him. The young lions lack and suffer hunger, but those who seek the Lord shall not lack any good thing. Come, you children, listen to me. I will teach you the fear of the Lord. Who is the man who desires life and loves many days, that he may see good? That's the question. Now here's what he says. Keep your tongue from evil and your lips from speaking guile. Depart from evil and do good. Seek peace and pursue it. The eyes of the Lord are on the righteous, and his ears are open to their cry. Now, do you believe that or not? The face of the Lord is against those who do evil, to cut off the remembrance of them from the earth. The face of the Lord is against those who do evil. If somebody's telling lies about you, then God's face is against those who are doing that evil. Why? To cut off the remembrance of them from the earth. You don't have to do anything to anybody. You just have to believe what the Word of God says. God is going to take care of every one of your enemies. And it'll surprise you at how he does it. Verse 17 says, the righteous cry out, and the Lord hears and delivers them out of all their troubles. The Lord is near to those who have a broken heart and saves such as have a contrite spirit. Come on. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivers him out of them all. So what are we fussing about? It says right there, many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivers him out of them all. We all know what many means, don't we? All right, if you stop and look at your life, hasn't he delivered you so far out of them all? And if he hasn't completely delivered you out of something right now, he's working behind the scenes, and he's getting ready to bring you forth. Verse 20 said, he guards all his bones, and not one of them is broken. Verse 21 says, evil shall slay the wicked, and those who hate the righteous shall be condemned. See that? If somebody's lying about you, and they have to hate you to do that, then it says there, Evil shall slay the wicked, and those who hate the righteous shall be condemned. They are condemning their own selves by the words they're speaking, the lies they're telling about you. All right, let's just say it's even the truth. You're still not supposed to be out there tearing your brother or sister down. You're just not. It tells you that in your word. And sometimes it might not be the whole truth, and they're just speaking half a truth or half a lie, and that's not godlike. And verse 22 says, the Lord redeems the soul of his servants. Are you his servant? Then he's redeeming your soul. And none of those who trust in him shall be condemned. I said God's truths are more powerful than the lies of the dragon. God's truths are more powerful than the lies of the dragon. You know, whenever we give grace upon grace upon grace to people and they still do tell lies or do dumb things, after a bit, you know, I just really don't feel sorry for those people. They know God, they know the word, they know not what to do, but if they're going to continue to yield yourself to the enemy and let the enemy use their mouth, and then that's between them and God. You know what? The enemy can keep you so wound up with just one person that you'll never complete your assignment with God. They will just keep pounding and pounding and pounding and pounding. You have to just cut it off. Unless God talks to me again. This is what you have to do, guys. Because you can't allow one person to keep you bogged down. I don't care if they're lying about you. I don't care what they're doing about you. You have to keep moving with God. Many times, you know, if it's somebody in your own family, and they'll keep you bogged down sometime, and you just have to cut it off, and you hurt, you sit and you cry, I love this person, but, you know, they're just not doing what's right, and I can't be involved in this any longer. They know the truth. So you have to turn over to God and walk away from it. I didn't say don't love them. I didn't say if they come to you sincerely and say, I really do need help, then you help them. But if they're just lying and lying and lying just to keep you in a circle, then you have to cut it off. Some of you in here, God's told you that he was going to separate you from some of your friends. Are you afraid to let go of them? God has something better for you. And, you know, well, they'll die if they don't have me. No, now that's pride in you. No, they won't. God will be free then to do what he needs to do with them to get them the place he wants them to be. Are you listening here? So, you know, whenever you think you're God and you have to keep holding on to that person, you're going down the wrong road. I learned that lesson, so that's why I can tell you that. With all you know, they were dragging me down in the pit with them. Because their poison does seep over onto you. It does. So you have to cut yourself off from the poison. Well, God warned us, but told Bob Jones 2 years before he died that the dragon was come with his lies. They were going to be the biggest lies, you know, that ever was. And God told me they are very destructive lies. And I know from what people say about me that they are to totally destroy you. They destroy your very soul if you let them. They'll make you believe you aren't fit to do anything. But you know what? You are fit to do something. You are God's minister. And that's why the enemy is working overtime to take you out. Don't allow him to do this. Don't allow him to do this. Amen. Father, I thank you and I praise you for your word tonight. I know, Father, that you want to do a great mighty works within the people.
God is so good. This has been the Voice of Yahweh Radio Ministries with Pastor Evangelist Barbara Lynch.